From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Chinese government announced it's imposing an additional import duty on a range of U.S. products, including a 25% duty increase on top of the existing 12% on U.S. pork and pork variety meat. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says the additional duty will definitely impact the competitive position of U.S. pork in China, but he's hopeful the increase will be short-lived. Hallstrom says trade barriers like these underscore the importance of expanding and diversifying export destinations for U.S. red meat. House Ag Chair Michael Conaway likes the USDA's swift implementation of improvements to the Margin Protection Program for dairy producers. In a statement released Tuesday, Conaway said the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 contained important provisions for dairy producers, cotton farmers, and those affected by hurricanes and natural disasters. He's pleased Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue acted quickly to implement MPP changes so dairy farmers can evaluate and enroll in the improved program. An Arkansas judge has ruled that six Arkansas farmers can spray a weed killer made by Monsanto and BASF this summer that's blamed for hurting millions of acres of U.S. crops last year. The decision is the latest twist in the saga surrounding herbicides based in dicamba and immediately sparked concerns about the potential for more damage. Other states are also limiting dicamba sprayings, and farmers are suing over crop damage linked to it. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.